live camogie match commentary in association with Duane's Daybreak, Food Store Kiltara Athenry. Shop local at Duane's Kiltara for all your grocery and hardware needs.
Referee Gavin Donegan from Dublin in the middle of the field, as he's joined now by the Galway midfield partnership of Aoife Dunne of Mullia and Niamh Kilkenny of Pearses. Two ladies have given tremendous service to Galway Camogie down through the years. Cathal Murray, the manager, down in front of us as well with his background team, staying the stand side of Kinney Park. On the far side, the down substitutes and management team go behind the barrier on the far side of the field. So we're all in readiness then. Bang on cue here for the start of the Glendimplex All-Ireland Senior Camogie Championship. Round three, Galway first to a break in the middle of the field. Ball driven forward, but only straight into the hands of the awaiting Alana Savage. Savage gets it up along the line here, trying to come out to gather it. There was Rachel Hanafy for Galway, gone off a Galway stick, and it's going to be a sideline ball to down in the early stages here on this near sideline, the stand side, right down in front of us here. It's going to be taken by the wing forward from Clonduff, Cassie Fitzpatrick, sends it low along the ground, comes off the stick of the down midfielder Clara Cowan, and that's going to be a sideline cut for Galway, taken quickly by Aoife Dunne. Galway corner forward Carrie Dolan does well, gets a high tackle there as well. The referee's going to call over the down player, and it's all a little bit, I suppose, scrappy. We've hardly played a minute yet, but you can just see a little bit of nerves out there from both sides.
Yeah, and in fairness to Carrie Dolan, she did really well there. Aoife Dunne taking a very quick line ball with power, knocked the hurl out of Carrie Dolan's hand. She picked up the hurl and still managed to win a free, so fair play to her, she did very well there.
Now she's on the other 65 metre line, 2 metres in from the sideline here. She has the breeze, but can she guide it between the uprights? Carrie Dolan, first chance in earnest for Galway to go for a score. She drives this one in high. It's not going to go all the way. It's tailing off to the left-hand side and wide, and it's more of a swirling breeze, I'd say, in there around that goal. You know, it mightn't be overly favouring Galway in this first half.
That's the thing, and I suppose especially for Carrie's first free as well. She touched the breeze, but you can see the distance it carried the ball, Tammy. So, you know, it's all about cuteness here, and I suppose, and working the breeze now.
Kenny Park in wonderful condition as always. The surface looks immaculate out there. The sun is shining on it right now. Let's hope it stays shining for the rest of this All-Ireland Championship game. Galway's next game, of course, we mentioned, will be against Antrim in Belfast in 2 weeks' time. Ball gone out over the sideline on the far side of the field again, and it's going to be a sideline ball for Galway. Rebecca Hennedy looks odds on favour to take this one as a Galway girl goes to ground in the middle of the field. Referee now going to call over Cassie Fitzpatrick as well for that shove off the ball. That's the second warning for the wing forward. As Rebecca Hennelly now from the Ardrahan Club on the far side of the field. Well, 60 metres out from goal. Surely she's not going to have a cut at this one towards the post. She cuts it low. It's not a great one, however. Might come back out for Galway, but Downer there to pick it up. Not gathered at the first time of asking, but in the end it's Down to make the first launch forward. Sarah Dervin coming out there brilliantly with the ball, being pulled to the ground. Play on, says the referee, and in the end the referee is given a free against Sarah Dervin for pulling the down player to the ground when initially you would have felt, Imelda, that it was Sarah herself that was fouled.
Yeah, I thought it looked like Sarah got a push in the back because she was trying to control the ball and she was going forward, and she definitely got a little bit of help to hit the ground. But look at the referee, I suppose, is the final decision, Tommy.
The man in the middle as corner forward Paul O'Hagan takes this one. Tries to get it in as far as Niamh Mallon, the danger forward for Down, takes a shot across the face of the goal, but that one is going to tail out to the right hand side and wide. Both sides have had one effort on goal, both of them have gone to the wrong side of the uprights. So Sarah Healy now decides to launch this one out towards Aoife Dunne. Great stick work there by the Mullia girl to gather it and drive it forward towards Athenry. Sabina Rabbit. Sabina now in between the 21 and 40 metre line, making her way towards goal. Gains a lot of ground. Sabina Rabbit going to go for a score. No, offloads it out. An opportunity now for Niamh Kilkenny, but she has to get it back to Rebecca Hindley. Is this the opening score for Galway? It is the opening. Oh, it's come back off the upright, would you believe it? And ricocheted back into play once again. And that's going to be Galway that somehow managed to get the ball forward, but it's like a ping pong in there at the moment. The ball eventually came to Katerina McGorty, the goalkeeper. She gets it out the far side of the field, Down in possession, trying to work a free. Galway dispossessed, and brilliant work there, and Galway now have possession out around the middle through Aoife Dunne. Gives a flick pass off towards Niamh Kilkenny. Niamh Kilkenny goes off the right, going to go for a score for Galway. Niamh Kilkenny gets the opening score of the game. It's taken 4 minutes for Galway to get the shot on target, but in the end it was Niamh Kilkenny. Good work by Galway.
Yeah, and in fairness, they had to work hard there, and probably unlucky that they didn't get in for a score before Niamh's point. But in fairness to down defence, Tommy, they really did close in on Galway and didn't give Galway a chance. But again, I suppose Niamh comes to the rescue, gets it off there with a point.
Puck out again, it's taken quickly. Galway do well to win it. Sarah Spellman in there doing the hard work. Rebecca Henley trying to get it forward, but down her back there in numbers as the ball is driven forward. Galway trying to stop the attack way out the field. Shauna Healy going in there to get a touch to it. Niamh Kilkenny in there as well, but it's the down girl that gets it away. Ball back inside now. Maria Cooney, the centre back, trying to go over and cover there for Galway as the down player goes out over the sideline, and that's going to be a sideline ball to down 30 metres out from goal on the far side of the field. Galway lead by 1 point to no score. We played just 5 minutes of action here in Kenny Park and Athenry. Busy weekend of GAA for Galway as well. Of course, we've got the start of the TG Cahir All-Ireland Football Championship this evening. 7:15 the throw-in time in Burr for Galway versus Kerry. Interesting one that. And tomorrow, 12:30 in Tullamore, the All-Ireland Minor Football Championship quarter-final, Galway versus Dublin. Live commentary from Darren Kelly and Kevin Dwyer from that early throw-in time in Tullamore. Right now here, down half the sideline, they take a short. Galway trying to put the pressure on back there. In there for Galway was Heather Cooney, making herself busy, trying to get it away. Again, it's Maria Cooney, and eventually gets it in as far as Aoife Donoghue, who drops it. Down now. And eventually, it's Maria Cooney, gets the short little pass off to Rebecca Henley. Short pass inside again then to the onrushing Niamh Kilkenny. Niamh now looking for a strike in towards the Niamh Hanafy. Grabbed brilliantly by Hanafy. Lovely flick pass out towards Ailish O'Reilly. Good work this by Galway. Ailish O'Reilly going for a score. Ailish O'Reilly high, and Ailish O'Reilly over the bar. Well worked score by Galway. Worked it all the way out of their own full back line. Some great interchanges of passing. Not one single bit greedy by any of the players. Got it to the best player in the end.
Yeah, and in fairness, just before Ailish O'Reilly struck it, I just said to myself, I said, this really deserves a score, because, you know, great teamwork there indeed by the Galway girls.
6 minutes gone. Galway get their second point and lead down by 2 points to no score here in Kenny Park and Athenry. This broadcast coming to you in association with Duane's Hardware, Daybreak and Kiltulla. As the ball has gone out over the sideline again from that puck out on the far side of the field. Rebecca Hinnelly places the ball carefully on the whitewash on the far side of the field. She's just 1 metre inside the 65 metre line, looking for runners. One of them was Aoife Donoghue. If she gets that to Aoife Donoghue, it'll be a great ball. Ailish O'Reilly intercepted it, however, but the ball just didn't stick to hand. Down back there, trying to get it away. A bit of pressure being put on by Sabina Rabbit. Sabina does well to block that ball down and put the pressure on the down defence. But Dervla McGee is in there from Leitrim Fontenoy's and gets it away, but it comes back out the field again towards Rebecca Hinnelly, I think it was. That's a super score by Galway. 3 points to no score after 7.5 minutes, and just the start probably that Cathal Murray wanted.
Yeah, you know, you can see now Galway are getting into their rhythm. Down, I suppose, in the early stages could really close down on Galway, but I think Galway are finding space and indeed looking around now for each other as well.
Puck out to come then from Catherine McGorty. Goes short, cross field over on the far side of the field towards the down defender. And that ball is again gone out over the sideline. Seldom seen a game where so many sideline balls in the opening stages of a contest, particularly inside the opening 5 minutes.
Yeah, and in fairness, I think down are hitting an awful lot of them over the line, and whether it's the wind that they're just not judging, Tommy, but there's an awful lot of line balls.
Again, it's Rebecca Hennelly. This time she's midway between the 65 and 45 metre line. Plenty of extra down defenders back around the square as well as Niamh Kilkenny makes a run from deep. That struck brilliantly in around the house. Nobody in there exactly for Galway. That skims across the surface and out to the right hand side and wide. She's a fair old cut of a sideline ball as well.
I think even her own teammates didn't expect it to come that far, but she seemed to get a great strike in that some distance. It's just a pity, I suppose, that our corner forward wasn't there to intercept.
Down persist with the short puck out. Now gaining very few yards, however, but in the end they decide to go long over the far side of the field towards Niamh Mallon. The only down player that's had a shot in earnest so far in this game as we witness another sideline ball, and these are happening all over on the dugout side of Kenny Park. 9 minutes gone in the first half. Galway 3 points, down no score. Sarah Spellman goes to ground on the far side of the field, no free given. Still battling for possession, however, is Sarah. She never gives up, and she's won a free now for Galway. If the referee gives the advantage, she does. Now, the one thing about Sarah Spellman, you know, we've seen her over the years, like, she's a typical, you know, hard-working centre-forward. May not always get good scores or many scores. The ones she does get are probably good ones, but, like, she puts in a Trojan amount of hard work.
Yeah, and I suppose in that position at number 11, you know, that is her job. It's just to, as you know, try and create the space, do the hard work and lay it off then to the wing forwards coming through. And that's what's exactly what Sarah does.
Carrie Dolan then, standing over this one. An opportunity from a free, Carrie Dolan high, and Carrie Dolan gets her account up and running as well from a free. Excellent strike by Carrie Dolan. We've seen her take frees in plenty of games, and she made no mistake with this one. Galway go 4 points to no score ahead, 10 minutes gone, courtesy of that latest point. Puck out this time goes to the middle of the field towards Clara Cowan. She gives it back out the field towards Alana Savage. Down under all sorts of pressure back in their own half back line, because Galway keep putting on the pressure when Down tried to come out with it, but Down out launching one forward. There's no player or forward or back inside the Galway 45 metre line to her left hand side. Sarah Healy makes a mistake there, and Down now might be on the way towards the Galway goal, but Galway putting on the pressure again. Niamh Kilkenny does well, tries to get out through the tackle, gives a nice hand pass off towards Maria Cooney. Cooney then off to Aoife Donoghue. Aoife Donoghue skips past the tackle now, goes towards the semicircle, takes a strike from out the field. Proper option, good option by Aoife Donoghue, and Aoife Donoghue fires that one over the bar and becomes the fifth different Galway scorer so far in this game. 11 minutes gone, it's Galway 5, it's Down no score.
Yeah, in fairness, Aoife well picked out there by Maria Cooney there in the back line. Aoife did have an option, she had Ailisha Riley off to her right, but Aoife, I suppose, knew exactly where she was and popped it over the bar.
Again, Down go with the short puck out over to the far side of the field. It's gone out over the sideline, off a Galway stick, says the linesman on the far side of the field, and that will be a sideline ball for Down, who've had one shot on target and one wide. And Antrim, of course, playing Cork in the All-Ireland quarter-final. Currently the score after 13 and a half minutes is Antrim 1-3, Cork 2-2. So Antrim and Cork going to battle there. Kerry, of course, playing Wexford in the other game, as the ball is delivered long inside now towards Ailish O'Reilly and Niamh Hanafy. Very close to the sideline, gone out over the sideline down to our right hand side this time, and this would be an opportunity for Rebecca Henley to have a shot at a two pointer if she can get across this and get this one between the uprights. It'd be a double score for Galway. We've seen very little of them since the rule came in.
Yeah, and in fairness, I suppose she's on the more difficult side, if you like, of the wind, right, on the right hand side here, so it'll be interesting to see what she go for, the will she let it in.
Rebecca Henley shaping up to me like she's going to go for it, so let's have a look at this. She strikes it in, strikes it well, strikes it high, and strikes it over the bar. Galway are gone to 7 points courtesy of that one, so that's haven't seen it for a while. And Rebecca Hennelly fires that up and over the bar. The scoreboard goes from 5 to 7. The sideline cut gives her 2 points. It brings her tally to 3 now. And it's great to see it, Imelda. We just talked about it a couple of moments ago, but she caught it absolutely 100%.
Absolutely. And in fairness, I suppose it is a skill in its own. And Rebecca just seems to have that skill. It's, you know, and it's just lovely to watch her. And a fabulous score there by Rebecca.
It's right in the middle of a pint in the goal, isn't it? It's very hard to see it. We get a two pinter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is. But it's, you know, I think it's a good rule, because it is difficult, and you know, and look at a lot of it. I know is all down to the strike. But for her today to judge against the breeze and everything, you know, it was a super score.
Super score from the sideline by two scores. 7 points to no score. Galway lead now with 13 and a half minutes gone. Named Kenny Park and Nathan Rife just joining us on our live stream. Good to see Emma Halliburtt down there as well, down to her left hand side in her recovery, as a point has come in there, and we'll see who got that one. It could have been Rebecca Henley that got it as well. We'll double check that one in a couple of moments time to see if it was indeed Rebecca. For now we're going to give it to Rebecca anyway, but we'll check it again. It all happened down to her right hand side, and happened very quickly. But the upshot of it all is, after 14 minutes Galway have gone 8 points to no score ahead. Again, far side of the field, ball gone out over the sideline ball. Aoife Donoghue was over there with this one. Rebecca Henley says, I won't bother taking this one. Happy enough with the 2 points she's got from one already. Referee's seen a foul in there as well. A push on the Galway defender. Downer just all over the shop at the moment.
Yeah, and that was, I suppose, maybe a little bit harsh, really. But, yeah, in fairness to Down, you know, they're not getting into the rhythm of the game. Like, they're 8 points down now and no score to them. They don't even look, in fairness, that they're going to get a score. Because, again, I suppose we have to remember, Tommy, they are against a very, very strong breeze. So things could change for them in the second half.
It is a 6 or 7 point breeze, that's for sure, Imelda, as Kerry Dolan stands over this one. Over on the far side, Kerry now strikes this one, strikes it very, very high, strikes it out of the ground at the back of the goal as well, but that won't matter. There's plenty more Slitters in town as Kerry Dolan gets her second point, and her second point from a free. We reached the midway point of the first half, 15 minutes gone, Imelda. Galway 9, Down no score.
Yeah, and in fairness, I suppose to Kerry, I know she did drive it in great distance, but you know, she has to probably do that with this breeze, or otherwise the ball would have carried on her. But I don't think any of the young lads are going to get that Slitter, Tommy.
I don't think so. That's one for someone else some other time, as Sabina Rabbit now goes in search of a score maybe for Galway. Turns her marker very well. Sabina off the right, Sabina high, and Sabina Rabbit sends it over the bar. Excellent score. I make that the 6 different Galway scorers now in this game, as Sabina Rabbit showed tremendous skill there to leave her marker for dead and fire that ball high and over the bar. Galway going to double figures. 16 minutes gone in the first half. Galway 10, Down no score if you're just joining us. Catherine McGorty, the goalkeeper, as we see another Galway player walk past us, Orla McGrath. She's carrying an injury as well. So too is Tiernan Carmichan, who's in the boot as well for another 4 to 5 weeks, we believe. So we wish all those girls speedy recovery. See them back in the Galway jersey fairly soon. But right now, Galway, aided by the breeze here in Kenny Park and Athlone Rye, have somehow managed to establish a 10-point gap over the Northerners, as this free comes in from Maria Cooney, driven down long into no one in particular. Just gives you an idea, Imelda, how strong that breeze is, because she didn't put an awful lot of force behind it. She didn't have to.
No, and in fairness, again, I suppose Maria has great strength in her shots as well, but it just shows you that we're not able to read it either. I mean, you know, we should be, I suppose, placing balls better against with this breeze, because that's what's going to happen. They're going to go out over the in line if they're not placed now.
Puck out to come from Catherine McGorty, and that breeze has got stronger and stronger in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Galway using it to their advantage, but they will have to play against this in the second half. So the bigger the lead they have, the less of a job they'll have in the second half for sure, because Down are a formidable outfit, and we know plenty about them, and right now they just cannot buy a pass or buy a score. Kerry Dolan thought about winding up for a long one. Rebecca Henley goes cross field towards Eilish O'Reilly, taken down brilliantly towards Aoife Dunhu, and Aoife's onto it like a flash. Aoife now driving forward. Does she go for a goal? Take the point. The goals will come. Aoife Dunhu registers her second score for Galway, tapped down brilliantly by Eilish O'Reilly into the path of the inrushing Aoife Dunhu. And when 18 minutes gone, Galway are gone 11 points, no score ahead. Brilliant work again by Aoife.
Yeah, and that's the type of ball that Aoife loves as well. You know, she's running on, she's facing the goals, and a lovely flick down interference by Aisha Ryder. Great control by Aoife, and a fabulous score again.
Ball brilliantly tapped down from the puck out by Maria Coney Taylor O'Reilly. Lovely ball inside towards Niamh Hanafy. Hanafy now trying to go past her marker, skidding past the 21 metre line, still going forward, going to drive it low, high and into the right hand corner of the net. And Niamh Hanafy continues her goal scoring threat for Galway. What a goal, what a strike. Ball inside from Aoife O'Reilly. It's come on the 18th minute of the first half into Niamh Hanafy, who becomes, in my reckoning, the 7th different scorer for Galway. We'll add that up later. But Niamh Hanafy's goal, top right hand corner, Galway 1-12, Down no score.
Yeah, and in fairness to Niamh, she has been getting on to ball. You know, she probably was unlucky not to get a point there about 10 minutes ago or whatever. But by God, she made no mistake from that goal. She turned well, picked the top corner and struck it into the top of the net.
And Galway is one thing that I know they're focusing on this year, Imelda, is being more clinical in front of goal when the goal chances come. And they've done it now in the game against Limerick and the game against Offaly. And today, first sight on goal, it was the first goal chance, first little bit of space for one of the Galway forwards. Niamh saw that she had to turn on the Down defender, and that was a superb finish.
Yeah, and in fairness, you knew there was nothing else in her mind, the way she turned, and you know, you could just see she was focused. She was, you know, she took the few steps she needed to get away, and what a finish, you know. And you know, we've seen her again, of course, against Limerick as well. I think she scored 3 goals that day, so she is well able to finish.
well able to finish, as Aoife Donoghue, another one that's well able to finish, goes for a point from out the field again. Aoife Donoghue high, and Aoife Donoghue, the umpires are not quite sure, and in the end they say it's wide. Aoife, I think, saying that it was a point, but in the end the umpires make their mind up. Cork lead Antrim by a goal, 2-4 to 1-4 after 21 minutes. Kerry and Wexford, that's a little bit tighter at 21 minutes gone. It's only Wexford 7, Kerry 6, so still plenty of work to do for those two teams as Cathal Murray looks on to the game down in front of us here. He's had a busy few weeks as well, Imelda. You know, I suppose we have to mention the intermediate as well. Wonderful victory last week again against Westmeath. 3 out of 3 for them, and two big games to come against Dublin and Kerry in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and in fairness, you know, I suppose a nice young team coming there as well. You know, your under 16 players and your minor players from the last couple of years are now coming up onto the intermediate team. So, you know, with two teams, it is tough to keep it all going.
Here comes Aoife Donoghue once again now, this time off the left. She make amends for the last one that didn't go over the bar. She does. It's 3 points for Aoife Donoghue, 1-13 to no score, and Aoife Donoghue brings her tally to 3 points, this time off the left hand side with 20 minutes gone. It's 1-13 to no score.
No score, exactly. And in fairness, as Aoife maybe was trying to prove a point there to the umpire, because definitely her last shot as well did look like, oh, there's a goal there for...
So Rebecca Hennelly, it's all going downhill now for Down at the moment. 21 minutes gone, and that probably came from the puck out again as we were taking a few notes, Imelda. You after spotting that it was Rebecca Hennelly. So a goal for her at the moment. I have her down for 1 goal and 4 points, 1 point that may not have been hers, but the goal was, the sideline cut was hers, so that's definitely 1-2.
Yeah, and in fairness, I think the down goalie, as she was taking the puck out of the wind, probably just caught it, pulled it down, but Rebecca was on the ball, as they say, and made no mistake.
Referee allowing attention to Aoife Donoghue. I have it down as 2-13, but I must have a point somewhere because the scoreboard says 2-12, but I had Galway at 1-12 to no score before Aoife Donoghue got that last point and then the goal. So just a quick tally by Imelda here, and we'll see where we're at. Galway will have a sideline on the far side of the field, 45 metres out from goal. Rebecca Henley's already got one this side of the field. She fancies her chances again with this one. If she gets a connection on it, strikes it in towards the goal, not going to go over the bar, going to break inside. Sabina Rabbit trying to get onto it for Galway, picked up by Eilish O'Reilly instead. She's been fouled, surely, says the referee, and that will be a chance for Carrie Dolan to get the ball inside on the just on the edge of the D to the left of the goal, down to our right hand side. And Amelia, I know you're doing up the mats there, and so 2-12 on the scoreboard for Galway at the moment, as Carrie Dolan makes that 2-13. So we'll check that in a few minutes as Carrie gets another point for herself, and that's her third point of the afternoon here, which is getting breezier by the minute. 23 minutes gone, and it's Galway 2-14 in my reckoning, down no score, but we'll check that in a moment as we await developments for another ball that's gone out over the sideline on the far side of the field. Rebecca Henley credited with that last goal as well, rightly so. Play continues. Galway going forward now at every opportunity, carried on from an almost impossible angle. Umpires have a quick look, but that's gone out to the left hand side and wide. It's fifth wide for Galway.
Yeah, and in fairness, supposed to carry a fabulous pick up. In fairness, she was onto it straight away, but probably should have let the ball across, especially with that breeze out there today.
Yeah, 2-13 is what we're told the score is at the moment in favour of Galway. It matters very little in the sense that Galway still lead by 19 points to no score, with just over 6.5 minutes to go to half time. Sideline ball again. I lost count, Imelda, the amount of sideline balls that we've had in this game. It's well into double figures.
Yeah, in fairness, and I don't even know if it's the breeze or what's causing all the sidelines, but we've had an awful lot, more so even on the far side than on the sand side.
A lot of people were predicting how Galway would do against Cork in the All-Ireland quarter-final in the hurling. It may not be that way, Imelda, because at the moment, 10 minutes to go to half time, it's Cork 2-6, Antrim 2-5. Anything could happen.
Anything can happen. Well, in the world of sport, Tommy, anything can happen.
Absolutely, and we'll keep a close eye on that, and the Kerry game as well against Wexford, because that's pretty close as well. Not so much close here in Kenny Park and Athenry. It might be a little bit close in the stand, but it's not close out on the field, because Galway are just running away with this clash. Down played good according to all reports against Kilkenny, still lost by 10 points, but right now they're trailing by 19 points here, and certainly as score difference comes into it at the very end, should Galway and Kilkenny win all their games and draw their last game against each other, then scoring difference will surely come into it. That's why Galway just need to be as ruthless as they can in this game, as Rebecca Hennelly now fires the ball back out towards Carrie Dolan in a battle for possession out there. Carrie still going after that ball, goes to ground play on, says the referee, told to get up by Gavin Donegan from Dublin, the man in the middle, the man in charge, with 5 minutes to go to the half time break, and it's Galway with 2:13 down, no score. Referee has seen a foul for over carrying. Great work by Galway there to put the pressure on, force the down player into taking too many steps. Robbie Land tells Maria Cooney to take it quick, but the referee is holding up proceedings to have a word with Niamh Mallon. Niamh receives a yellow card. I don't know, was that for something that was done or said afterwards?
Yeah, well, I suppose she came in fairly high as well with the hurl when she was coming through, she was barging, but God, you know, she worked so hard, it's just unfortunate for her that it happened. But
yeah, she hasn't received any supply of ball at all in this first half. Things might be slightly different in the second one. Down will have the wind advantage, but Galway have used it every inch in this first half. Lovely ball up again, great control by Eilish O'Reilly, lovely ball in over the top to Rebecca Hennelly, touchdown by her, going inside now, looking to try and get a score here. The referee has spotted a foul as well, I'm not quite sure it was advantage was being played, but he's going to speak to another down player, and down just losing their discipline as well.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, down are physical, and it's like everything else, when everything starts going against you, Tommy, you start getting frustrated and start giving away silly frees.
Antrim 2-7, Cork 2-7. 7 minutes to go in half time there. Could be Galway and Antrim in the All Ireland quarter final next weekend. And that's so funny, because in the media photo shoot during the week, Antrim and Kerry were excluded from the photograph at the presentation during the week, and there's a lot about that on social media. And it'd be huge if Kerry and Antrim came out today and won their respective games. It would be an answer, as you said, Imelda. So Eilish O'Reilly standing over this free now at the moment. An opportunity to put Galway further ahead. Eilish O'Reilly puts that one up and over the bar. Another point for her, second of the afternoon. 27 minutes gone in the first half. Galway 2:14 down, no score. The puck out comes this side of the field. Wexford lead Kerry by 10 points to 6. 5 minutes to go to the break on that one, as Sarah Spellman fancies a shot from out the field, drops it in to see if the goalkeeper in there, and it's going to go out for 65 for Galway. As a breeze just nearly caught the goalkeeper, was hanging in the air for a while, Imelda, and eventually tipped away.
Yeah, very dangerous ball, in fairness to Sarah, the one that came in, and I think the goalie kind of came off her line a little bit and very, very nearly got caught. But I suppose the breeze today, Tommy, as well, is coming in gusts, isn't it? It's dying a little bit. Well, there's always a strong breeze, but then it's like this, it must be the tail end of this tornado, Alex, is it, is whatever, that's coming in here in Nathan Ryan stage. And it's very difficult for the girls as well to try and place balls in this.
Well, I hope his visit is brief and he heads off on his merry way, but there is rain in the distance for sure, as Eilish O'Reilly takes this 45, makes no mistake whatsoever. It's been a fantastic first half display by Galway, of that there's no doubt, and that's another one for Eilish O'Reilly, and it's come in the 29th minute of the first half. Down, I'd say, Imelda would be hoping that there's no injury time added on. We didn't have any stoppage anyway, so I'd say they're hoping, before anything else, just to get into the dressing room, regroup and come out and have a crack at what they can give in the second half.
Yeah, well, I suppose their worst nightmare that could happen now is maybe that Galway get in for another goal, you know, and then like they're really struggling then at that stage. So yeah, no, they'll be hoping there'll be no injury time and to get in, and they'll, I suppose, trying to psych up their players now at this stage will be that they have the breeze and try and work with that in the second half.
sideline finds Aoife Donoghue. Again, she's in that centre forward channel today more often than not, trying to get onto those perfect deliveries. Lovely crossfield ball to Ailish O'Reilly. Had a thought about going around her marker, strikes it in and strikes it up and over the bar. That's a wonderful performance by Ailish O'Reilly for a girl that wasn't supposed to start for Galway today. She got up and got another point. She's got the last 3 points. It's four for her. We're in the 30th minute, so we're in the last minute. 2:16 to no score. I suppose, Imelda, before we go to the halftime break, if you're Cathal Murray, do you just say to yourself, play the first 10 minutes of the second half, see how we're going, and then start using the bench?
Oh yeah, and in fairness, you know, he has been using the bench all year, and it has paid off as well, because the girls, you can see, are flying it out there. With Galway, we're a little bit slow to start, as you know, is expected with the breeze as well, but you know, they've really taken over here now in this first half.
2:16 to down no score. If you just join us as we come up towards the last few seconds of the first half here in Kenny Park and Athenry. Lovely ball inside towards Sabina Rabbit. Tries to go down over the ball. The referee says he's not going to come out from there. He's going to throw it in. And that'll be a throw-in ball. Just inside the 45-metre line down to our right-hand side. Again, it's not a going to emerge from that rock. So the referee, we're in additional time, we played 15 seconds of additional time, and we've another throwing ball. Galway go for the Rebecca Hinnelly to get to that. She's a lovely ball in over the top towards Ailish O'Reilly. O'Reilly now fancies her chances, taking on the down defence, still going forward. Should be called back for advantage for a free into Galway. It is called back. This could well be the final act of the first half here, with Galway leading 2:16 to no score. Aoife Donoghue ties the lace. Referee Gavin Donegan goes in to talk to a down defender. And issues a yellow card to the centre back. She joins Niamh Mallon with a yellow as well. So two down players on yellows. And Ailish O'Reilly has an opportunity to put this over the bar and register her fifth score for Galway, in my count. 2:17 to no score. That one coming in the second minute of added on time. The last 4 points have come from Ailish O'Reilly. Galway 2:17 down, no score. And still we play on here. 31 and a half minutes gone. Down trying to get the ball forward. Rebecca Hinnelly gets an important touch on that one as the ball made its way towards Cassie Fitzpatrick. She's a half block down there. Galway putting the pressure on the down defence as they come out with the ball. Tries to go forward. Too many Galway players there though, however. Down now have it in the shape of the midfielder and captain Amy McLennan. Referee says over carrying. That's going to be a free out to Galway. Niamh Mallon having a word there with the referee as well. Not happy with that decision, but Galway being praised by the management team here for their hard work, getting the hard tackles in and getting the dispossession in, forcing the down player to overcarry the ball. Referee's going to call for the halftime whistle there as he takes that from Maria Coney. We've reached the halftime here in the Glendimplex All-Ireland Senior Camogie Championship tie. Galway ahead at halftime and comfortably ahead on the scoreboard down to our right hand side. Galway 2:17 down, no score. Job done.
I think that Galway are a different league, I suppose, to Down, in fairness. You know, we're definitely a step ahead. So what the wind will help Down in the second half, but in fairness, now we know the start that Galway has got here now in the first half, I can't see them crawling that lead back this stage.
So that's it. We'll take a break from Kenny Park for a few minutes, and we'll be back with live second half commentary here, streaming on Galway BFM.
Live Camogie Match Commentary in association with Duane's Daybreak, Food Store Kiltala Athenry. Shop local at Duane's Kiltala for all your grocery and hardware needs.
Welcome back to Kenny Park. Start of the second half just about to get underway here. Galway leading at half time by 2:17 to Down's no score. Referee Gavin Donegan in the middle of the field getting the action underway. Down will play with the aid of the elements in the second half. A strong breeze behind them. But right now it's Galway on the attack through Ailish O'Reilly getting a forward. Lovely ball inside towards Carrie Dolan, just slips out of her hand as Down can try and clear their lines. Ball breaks in the middle of the field. Galway try to get onto it. And an opportunity for Niamh Kilkenny to send the ball in to Kerry Dolan. Gets a push in the back. Referee says play on. Sabina Rabbit in there for Galway trying to get onto it. It's all a little bit scrappy now, just all happening inside the D down to our left hand side. Down player goes down the two knees trying to get the ball, and in the end it's Alana Savage that gets it away over the far side of the field. Again, for the umpteenth time today, as Imelda laughs beside me here, ball gone out over the sideline. It'll be sideline ball taken by Galway, move forward quickly towards Sabina Rabbit in a race for possession with the down full back, Beth Fitzpatrick. As Sabina had a shot at the goal there, seen blocked down, and it'll be a free out in their own half back line, four down. So just a one change, Imelda, at half time. Siobhan Gardner, number 17 from Ardrahan, coming in from Maria Coney at centre back.
Yeah, and in fairness, I suppose, Tommy, we were talking there before we came on air saying that we were definitely going to see some subs being introduced. And as you know, Siobhan there, I suppose, has been involved in the senior team as well for quite a few matches.
Shauna Healy keeps her eye on that ball on the far side of the field to bat it out in front of herself, get it out towards the Rachel Hanafee. Hanafee tries to move it forward, but there's plenty of red and black jerseys back there as well. Is that a push in the back? No, says the referee. Ball still in play. Galway do come away with it. That's the crucial thing. Niamh Kilkenny pulled for over-carrying as well by the referee. And that's going to be a free in for down, albeit a long way out from goal on the far side of the field. Niamh Mallon from Portaferry going out to take this one now between the 45 and 65 metre line. Just over 2 minutes gone in the second half. Galway continue to lead by 2:17 to no score for down, who could do with this opening score from Niamh Mallon. Strikes it very high, strikes it in, it looks to have the distance, it has, it's a good score, and it gets a round of applause from the travelling down support. Good crowd, it must be said here as well, in Kenny Park for this game. But down have got their opening score through Niamh Mallon.
Yeah, and in fairness, you know, again, Niamh had the breeze behind her, but she had a great strike into that and straight over the crossbar.
Took over 33 minutes for down to open their account, but they're up and running in Kenny Park. Ball goes out over the sideline again on the far side of the field. This time it's for down, the visitors, who will want to try and eat into Galway's substantial lead. But it's Galway now on the attack again. Niamh Kilkenny now driving towards the 45 metre line. Pop pass off towards Sarah Spellman. Tries to step inside. She's pulled back. The referee doesn't give a free there. There's a chance to get the ball out. Two Galway players on the far side of the field and one down player. Down player not favoured to get to it. Rebecca Henley sends a lovely ball in again to Aoife Donoghue. Aoife now with a lovely return pass to Henley, and Rebecca Henley from out the field strikes it in and strikes it over the bar. That's an excellent score by Rebecca Henley. 1-4 for Rebecca Henley. Galway 2:18 down 1 point.
Yeah, it's great to see Rebecca going for her score there, because you know Niamh Kilkenny had made a run through earlier on and maybe was a little bit too concerned about the breeze. I thought she would have gone for the point and did a sharp pass instead, but Rebecca made no mistake there, went for her point and well taken.
Referee has spotted a foul on Niamh Mallon now, who is not happy with Niamh Kilkenny. But she gets her free 45 metres out from goal. Should be well within range for Niamh Mallon, considering the last one that she put over the bar was from a substantial distance further out. As second half resumed between Antrim and Cork, and it's 2:11 apiece, so no separating them as Mallon strikes this one. Makes no mistake, the supporters on the far side of the field see that go over before we do. 2:18-2, Niamh Mallon with the two frees for down at the start of this second half that have got them happy enough to be on the scoreboard and trying not to have too big of a gap in this game. But Galway lead by 22 points. Niamh Hanafee shows lovely skill to turn her player, gets a heavy knock in doing so as well, and into the tie, and that could be a worrying one for Galway there, as down take a shot from out the field by Niamh Mallon, but that's gone out to the right hand side and wide. And there will be treatment needed for Niamh Hanafee there. I think she just got it in the thigh. You know, we often hear of a dead leg, but that's, you know, it's heading that way, I'd say, with Niamh.
And in fairness, if it is, you know, she will not be able to play on, because that's one thing you will not be able to play on with. And she does look to be in pain. She's on her feet again now, and I'd say she will try and stay on the field in fairness, because she's having a great game here today.
Yeah, never one to give up is Niamh Hanafee, as she gets a clap from the Galway supporters down in front of us in the stand here, as that sideline ball is taken by down. Aoife Donoghue in there for Galway to try and get onto it. Back to help out, as always, Shauna Healy. off to Sarah Durbin, who gets the hand pass away to Roisin Black, sporting the green helmet, to Sarah Spellman with another green helmet. Referee's going to call it back, however, and that's going to be a free in to Galway from way out the field. And against the breeze, I'd imagine this one will be dropping in around the house as Galway lead after 6 minutes in Kenny Park by 218 to Down's 2 points. Don't forget, we have a live coverage from St. Brendan's Park in Burr this evening in the TG Carroll Ireland Senior Ladies Football Championship Round 1, Galway versus Kerry. The second game in the doubleheader, Ross are Donegal versus Waterford at 4:45. And tomorrow, live match commentary from 12:30 from Tullamore. The Galway Minor footballers take on Dublin in their quarter final. We'll have live commentary there with Darren Kelly and Kevin Dwyer. Right now we're keeping an eye on the action here as a down player goes to ground. The referee will give the free out. And we've reached the 7 minute mark of the second half. Not a lot has happened in this first 7 minutes, Imelda. We have 2 points from Niamh Mallon for Down and one from excellent effort from Rebecca Henley.
Yeah, in fairness, it has got a bit sluggish the game, and I suppose Down is now taking full advantage of the breeze indeed and picking over a few scores, and unlucky there again not to, to get another point. But I suppose Galway just need to get back into the rhythm, you know, and start making use now of the against the breeze, take advantage of the short ball maybe and not be hitting in, trying to hit against the breeze.
Well, Down can't use the excuse of having to have travel all in the one day because they stayed up last night and were here at the ground early today, so they'd have to be fresh enough in the sense of not having to travel all in the one day. But Galway have won a free now outside the 45 metre line. It's in Kerry Dolan territory against the breeze as the referee's going to have an award now with the Down player. We've already had 2 yellow cards. This is another one, this time for Bet Fitzpatrick, the fullback. So that's the 3rd Down player to receive a yellow card from referee Gavin Donegan. Cork have gone 2 points up as well with 5 minutes gone in the second half. 2:14 to 2:12 now over Antrim. It's Kerry Dolan. Strikes this one. Strikes them very high always. The umpire has a job to keep an eye on that one, but it's tailed off at the last minute out to the right-hand side and wide. And the score remains 2:18 for Galway. 2 points for Down. Round 3 of the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Camogie Championship. It's Galway win the puck out once again through Aoife Donoghue. Ball driven forward. No one in particular in there for Galway. And Sabina Rabbit won't give up the ghost, however. She puts on the pressure on the Down defender and does well. Gets the ball and she's won a free here. But the referee's going to allow her to take the shot. She takes the shot. She doesn't need the free. She puts it up and over the bar. Sabina Rabbit gets her 2nd point. That was wonderful work. She had no right to win that ball, but in the end, takes it off the defender, makes her way through. Was advantage was being played to her. She didn't need it. And with 9 minutes gone in the second half, Galway go 2:19 to 2 ahead.
Yeah, in fairness to Sabina, you know, she made a great sprint across. As you said, she had no right to win the ball, but, you know, great control as well in her pickup and, you know, finished very, very well.
Again, it's a sideline ball on the far side of the field. Downs on this occasion. 7 minutes into the second half in the Antrim-Kilkenny game, and Kilkenny lead Antrim by 110 to 16, so a far closer game there in the other game. We have Offaly and Limerick to come later on in that group as well. Bottom of the table clash, you could say there, but it's a 4-point advantage for Kilkenny, but Galway leading here by 23 points and about to make a substitute into the side will come number 22, Catherine Finnerty, and we'll see who's going off. As a matter of precaution, Niamh Hanafy, I'd say she gets a round of applause there. Super goal in the first half for Niamh into the top right hand corner, and she'd be happy with that. She might be happy going off though with that what looked like a dead leg.
Yeah, but in fairness, it's the right decision, you know. As Cahill, he had the players there like Katrina Finnerty, you know, great player as well for Galway, and it's all about resting your players as well, you know. There's a lot of games to go through, and I suppose we're always thinking of the last group game, and we want all the girls, I suppose, fully fit when we meet Kilkenny in the last game. So good choice.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that one when it does come along as well. But as you rightly say, these games, you know, they all have to be played. You know, Galway have to get over the line. They have to, you know, work up the intensity and try and get, you know, when we come to that stage, we'll either be getting to a North Ireland semi-final or a quarter-final, and you know, there's plenty of games left in a short space of time, Imelda.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, in fairness, like Cahill, he has the panel of players there to use, and I know he is carrying a couple of injuries, and we have some of our top players are injured, but you know, hopefully he will have time to get ready. But you know, when the games start coming week after week, you know, it does cause a toll on players as well. See Siobhan McGrath there, is that Siobhan just getting ready there to come on as well?
that's a good sign, because Siobhan has come back from injury. Of course, she hadn't been involved in any of the games so far, and today is probably an ideal day maybe to get 20 minutes. Well, we've played 10 and a half, so she does get on. You know, it's good in, for her recovery as well.
Oh yeah, and just get her confidence up as well. You know, it's all about building confidence when you're being off injured like that, to get back into the middle of a game like this. So, you know, it'd be good to see Siobhan coming on here now.
As Niamh Hanafy comes off, as Siobhan McGrath asking to go on, does Gavin has to, the referee has to be alerted to this change. Yeah, he's allowing it to happen now. So in goes Siobhan McGrath, wearing number 24 for Galway. Gets a round of applause as well, who's coming off. It's Sabina Rabbit, who came on the last day against, started against Offaly the last day. She gets a big round of applause from the home crowd here as well in Kenny Park, and that's right. Carl Murray, first one over there, the Chatuer. 2 points for Sabina Rabbit today, and great to see her developing into a senior player.
Oh yeah, sure. Look at Sabina, I suppose it's one of her up and coming stars, there's no doubt about it. We've seen her underage, and you know, she's a fantastic player, and you know, a great player as well in and around the full forward line.
Puck out, goes to the middle of the field, the hand goes up for it. Catherine Finnerty drops it away from her hand. Sarah Spellman trying to get in there, but the centre back from down goes on one of these mazy runs without the ball, but just keeps hitting it in front of her. But it's picked up there instead by Siobhan Gardner. Siobhan's clearance is not a good one, however, half hooked there. And ball is sent inside now. Down looking for a score. Oh, brilliant block down by Siobhan Gardner. I think it was one handed. She'll have to do it again now here, as down is sent inside. And it is Siobhan Gardner that goes back there and gets the ball, sends it out. But again, it's a clearance is a stray one, and goes astray. And down trying to work it forward now through their midfielder, Amy McLennan. Amy now goes on a solo run, the captain of the Down team, still going forward, looking for a score from out the field from play. It'll be their first one from play. It is. It's gone high and it's gone over the bars. The third one for Down, but Galway lead by 2:19 to 3 points.
Yeah, and in fairness, you know, while Down are picking off a few scores, I suppose, Tommy, you have to say again, like, the Galway are just a different league here today, and you know, it's very hard to see Down getting anywhere near that score that Galway hasn't scored more than 2:19.
Yeah, they outscored Galway by 3 points to two in the opening 13 minutes of the second half. But, you know, you can see Galway not just putting in maybe as much effort as they had to in the first half, but still doing all that's asked of them, and defending stoutly when the pressure comes on in there. But Down now putting the head down, trying to go forward. Referee's going to call it back for a free, and that will be a free in. And there'll be an opportunity for Niamh Mallon from Portaferry to come out and take this one. 2:19, 25 points for Galway, Down 4 points. We'll check in on the Kilkenny and Antrim game as well now, as we move along. We'll see where that game is at. Last we heard, it was 1:10 to 1:6 in favour of Kilkenny, as Mallon now stands over this one. Doesn't get a bigger strike, and it's going to drop in around the house. Comes straight out to gather it. Was the goalkeeper, Sarah Healy, lost it on the way out. And if Down were a little bit more alert there, they would have been in maybe for a goal chance. Instead, it's back to Niamh Mallon from play. Niamh Mallon high, and Niamh Mallon over the bar. It's her third point. It's Down's fourth, but Niamh Mallon has got her third. First from play for her, the corner forward. And it's 3 points for Niamh Mallon, 4 points for Down. 44 minutes gone in the contest. Down now outscored Galway with 3 points to two in this second half. Roisin Black, advantage being played to her, trying to move forward, but it's off to Niamh Kilkenny, and Niamh Kilkenny past the 45 metre line, still going forward, trying to get inside. The referee keeping a close eye on the steps. Out it comes to Aoife Donoghue, decides to go for goal, blocked inside by Catherine McGourty, shot straight at the Down goalkeeper, who tries to clear it out towards the middle of the field, but it's overran out there, and Galway can pick it up. Good work there by the Galway wing back Rachel Hanafy. Off the field it goes. Shot comes in but goes out to the left hand side. It's a wide for Galway. But Galway, yeah, some nice work there, you know. Aoife coming through the middle, offloading the pass. We're just keeping an eye on the referee because he seems to be very strict on the steps.
Yeah, and it's very, very strict on overcarrying. One thing I've noticed, even those times you say, you know, he might just let even for the Down players to get a chance into the game, but no, he is very, very strict on that. Yeah, but as you mentioned there's some nice movements from Galway, and in fairness, like even the likes of Baelish and Aoife Donoghue up front, you know, you can see they're watching out for the runner the whole time. They're laying it off, they're not going, it's not all about getting your own scores here today, and that's nice to see that coming into Galway.
Absolutely, as Down now have a free in the middle of the field. Long way out from goal, aided by the breeze. This time it's not Niamh Mannin that's going to take this one. Down have made a couple of substitutions as well. They'll certainly have learned a lot from today's encounter and where they want to be as regards standards, because they have been outwitted by Galway as this shot comes in, going to drop in around the house. Seán Healy gets a touch on it there for Galway. Rachel Hanafy going out to try and gather it for Galway as well. She does well to get it out. Off it goes to Siobhan Gardner. Good interchange of passes by the Galway defence in there, and eventually they get it out the side of the field. Sarah Dervin there for support as always, and Sarah picks out Rebecca Henley, who said drills a lovely first time ball in towards Siobhan McGrath. First chance for the Sarsfields star to get in on the goal. Siobhan McGrath still going forward, goes past her marker, goal on the mind. Siobhan McGrath sees the ball saved by the goalkeeper again. Excellent work by Catherine McGorty. Siobhan McGrath had goal on her mind, felt that she was going to get inside. She had to shorten the grip in the hurl and bash it towards the goalkeeper, and since that, Down have moved back down the field again. 17 minutes gone. Down on the attack, moved the ball way out the field to try and create a scoring opportunity, but the pressure put on there by Niamh Kilkenny again, not for the first time today. She puts the pressure on, and good work back there now by Siobhan Gardner to come in and gather possession for Galway. The ball out on the middle of the field. Oh, super stick work there by Niamh Kilkenny. Gets it off to Rebecca Henley, who drives it forward up towards Siobhan McGrath. Second chance maybe for Siobhan McGrath, just wouldn't come up for her. Back out the field it comes towards Ailish O'Reilly. Ailish can't get it up, eventually does. Siobhan McGrath corner for it. Siobhan being told, let's say, just to try and put this one over the bar. That breeze is so strong across the face of that goal in there that it didn't even go wide, did it? Stayed in play, would you believe it? Gives you an idea of the strength of the breeze in there.
Yeah, and I think in fairness too, she might have been kind of half blocked down there by the Down defence, but it's great to see, in fairness to Siobhan, she does look fit looking. There's nothing wrong there with her turns and that, so whatever injury she was carrying, Tommy, I'd say she's out of the woods with it.
Yeah, she looked nonetheless for wear anyway on those two runs inside, and looked to be really, really back in form after that injury that denied her a starting place against Offaly and Limerick in the championship so far. But coming up on 18 minutes gone here, Downer making a substitute on the far side with 12 minutes to go in the second half. Galway leading comfortably 2-19 to Down's 5 points. Well, I have it down as 4 points, but anyway, I don't know. This, we're ourselves and the scoreboard are having a bit of a row today. Anyway, 4 points I have for Down. As Galway go on the attack, lovely ball in over the top. An opportunity for Catherine Finnerty to get on, being supported outside by Niamh Kilkenny as well if needed. Catherine tries to turn inside, loses the ball, and Down have defenders back there close to their own inline and manages to get the ball away. Straight down the middle it goes. Picked up here by Galway, who go forward once again now, inside towards Ailish O'Reilly. And Ailish now moving it off, trying to get it forward. Downer back there and leave it. And Aoife Donoghue says, thank you very much. Aoife Donoghue in like a flash to whip that ball up and over the bar. And Aoife Donoghue has added to her 3 first half points, 4 for her. She judged the wind there just perfectly.
Absolutely, and in fairness to Aoife, you know, I know you mentioned it earlier on as well, Tammy, she is intended to come forward much more today and into the centre, I suppose, centre forward position, and she has picked up time and time again, I suppose, that loose dropping ball that just the wind probably is pulling down as well. And, you know, she's been very, very sharp, her first touch, and a lovely finish there by herself.
Yeah, a lovely finish. Down player, Down injured now on the far side of the field, will have a stoppage in play as the referee allowing the play to continue. Stoppage in play then for a couple of moments. 2 Down players Down injured. Cork lead Antrim 2-19 to 2-14. 20 minutes gone in that game, and the Kerry and Wexford game, the update will tell us that should be similar amount of time gone in the second half there as well, as we get a 10 point advantage for Wexford, 20 points to 10. So referee allowing the attention to be given, as we'll keep a close eye and see if there's any other changes in the Galway squad right now. They're happy enough for what they have.
Yeah, I think they are, in fairness. And I suppose, look, it's rightly so. Got a couple of subs on now and just things are going well for Galway. So, and again, we have to remember, I suppose, we are carrying injuries as well on the subs, so we need to be careful there as well.
Absolutely. As Kilkenny go 5 points up on Antrim, 112 to 17. So, Kenny looking for their third victory as well in the championship. Free in for down on the far side. A chop down is the call by the referee, and that will be a free in to down with 21 minutes gone, 9 minutes to go of normal time here in Athenry. Galway leading, as you said earlier, by that 220 to 5 points. And Niamh Mallon standing over this, 47 metres out from goal, strikes it very high. Strikes it very well, makes no mistake whatsoever, and puts it over the bar. 220 to 5 points. The scoreboard says 6 points, but we'll have a close look at that at half, at the full time whistle as well. But it is another point for Niamh Mallon from a free, and I make that her fourth point. And we've only had one other score in my book, but it's 220. 5 points in favour of Galway as the ball is driven forward now towards Siobhan McGrath once again. Siobhan now between the 14 and 21 metre line, given a busy day to Alana Savage since her introduction. Lovely pass across towards Aoife Dunhill. Might still work out for Niamh Kilkenny. Brilliant stick work. Niamh Kilkenny into the back of the net. Game, set and match. Brilliant work by Niamh Kilkenny. The ball across from Siobhan McGrath, but the stick work by Niamh Kilkenny to get in there and score her goal to add to her earlier point in the first half with 23 minutes gone. Galway are home and hosed here in Kenny Park, 320 to 5 points. What a goal.
Oh, in fairness, and like you said, it was mentioned, I think, for Aoife Dunahoe. Passed out Aoife, but Niamh was there, quick pick up and made no mistake, the back of the net.
Galway's third goal coming with just over 7 minutes to go in the second half. Galway on their way to a comfortable victory here. As the shot comes in from out the field, going to drop in. Oh, comes off the crossbar, would you believe it? Sarah Healy goes to ground. Sees the ball come out. Shauna Healy's back there to support. She was certainly fouled there. The referee says play on. As Sarah Durbin comes to the assistance as well. Galway are warming up. Two more substitutes as well. Kira Murphy from Clarence Bridge is going to be introduced. So too is Gervla Higgins from Athenry, as Anne Kearney, the Galway secretary, does a little bit of paperwork for the linesman this side of the field. So Galway make two more substitutions as Shauna Healy goes to ground as well inside. So we'll have to keep a close eye on that to see that she's not injured as well. And you did make that good point as well, Imelda, that, you know, now particularly in this stage of a game where Galway are, you know, on their way to another couple of points victory, third in a row, you don't want to see anybody getting injured now at this late in the game.
No, and in fairness, you know, we've seen it, one of the down girls here going down, they're going down a few minutes ago with cramps, and that's another thing that can start creeping into to players as well with the breeze today. I suppose it's just extra work to be done by all the players out there as well, so I suppose all about trying to keep injury free here now.
Referee Niamh Kilkenny gets a big round of applause as she goes off straight after scoring the goal. Speaking of minding players, Imelda is right. Superb 50 minutes plus by Niamh Kilkenny once again. She continues to defy, you know, her experience and her years that she has behind her, but she never gives anything less than 100%.
Oh, for sure. You know, she's always the girl, I suppose, that starts off the ball. Even today, you know, we're a little bit slow to start again, and next thing Niamh does that drive, her famous drive, down to the centre half forward position and just gets the team going.
Siobhan McGrath now turns the defender with an ultimate of ease, loses the ball, still goes forward, and the second time the ball comes away from her, and the referee said there's over carrying in the down defence, and Galway will have the free in. They lead here by 320 to 5 points. The referee, the linesman, says work away, and that work away means that Gervla Higgins can come in, and so too can Kira Murphy. Niamh Kilkenny is one to go off. Let's see who's the other. Ailish O'Reilly, she's not getting the call. Carrie Dolan is taking this free, but I think Carrie is going to be the one that's coming off. Take the free and come off then is the call. Well, they're calling her away from the free. She's got 3 points. She'll get no more. Ailish O'Reilly has 6 points. She'll want to add her seventh from this free. Carrie Dolan laughing, smiling as she come back. God, I said sorry about that. Yeah, a small bit of confusion. But anyway, there's a reason for that. Ailish O'Reilly will take the results in free for Galway. No mistake. Point number 7 for her. It's Galway go to 321. 5 points. Ailish O'Reilly with that latest one from a free. 7 points for her. It's a good return.
Absolutely, and in fairness to you know, it's always good to have a second free taker as well. We know Carrie Dolan is very good on the frees, but Ailish, in fairness to anyone she stood over today as well, you know, she's a great backup there because, you know, you can't have enough of free takers.
No, absolutely, as Aoife Dunne will drive this one forward now onto Oisín McGrath, who took it down lovely with a touch of the hand. Tries to go past the corner back, put under lots of pressure. She's been double marked when the ball goes in there. She's I suppose with her goal threat, she's always been one that, you know, teams will target as, you know, don't let her go past you, and if there's one, don't let her go past the second one.
Yeah, but in fairness as well, I think the down full back line is pretty solid. We have struggled to get in any scores we've got. I know we've got the goals because they came from breaks, but other than that, any scores we've got is supposed to have been further out. And, you know, we've seen those, particularly since Siobhan went down, maybe they'll just be a little bit tighter marking with Siobhan there, but they've closed her down every time she's in there. So, you know, the full back line is playing very well today for them.
Oh, Sarah Durbin is after getting went up to catch that ball, but I'm telling you, that was a tackle and a half that came in there. She got up thankfully and she wasn't injured in that, because that could have been really, really serious in there. And walks away with it and gets ready for the next ball, which is not far away here now, and she shows for that ball, but brilliantly taken there by the Galway wing back Roisin Black out inside the field towards her clubmate Ailish O'Reilly. Lovely stick work. She's absolutely on fire with that schlitzer today. It just seems to be stuck to her hurl every time it's delivered into her. She's such control over the schlitzer as the ball is sent over now on the far side of the field. Never given up there by Aoife Dunne. Tries to go past her marker. Does go past her marker. Lovely pop pass inside towards Catherine Finnerty. Catherine now back to Dunne, and Dunne just lets it slip. Catherine Finnerty is in there as well. The clock tells us we're in the final 2.5 minutes of normal time here in Kenny Park. Catherine Finnerty will get the shot in and get the point and over the bar. Excellent score. Puts it over the bar. Brings Galway to 3.22 as she puts that ball high and over the bar. 28th minute of the contest. And the substitute for Galway gets it high and between the uprights for her first score of the contest. And we've had two midfielders score. We've had Rebecca Henley, Niamh Hanafy, Carrie Dolan, Sabina Rabbit and Ailish O'Reilly, and now you can add in Catherine Finnerty.
Yeah, great score, and it's great to see the scores as well, that you're not relying obviously on the same girls all the time to score. But I think a lot of it too, the way the scores are being, it's because the way they always seem to be playing, you know, there's great huge support play. They have the runners, they have a couple of runners option, you know, you have, they nearly have two options every time they're on the ball, and you can just see there's something, I'd say they've worked an awful lot in training.
Kilkenny lead by 7 points now against Antrim, so they look like to be okay for another victory. As the stoppage in play here, the linesman going in to check and see what's going to be added on at the end of this minute and a half of normal time to go, with Galway leading on the scoreline of 3.22 to Down's 5 points. Down didn't score in the first half as Galway led by 2.17 to no score. But in fairness, they've come at it a little bit better in the second half as Galway get a touch on that puck out. And a right good touch to Aoife Dunne. Aoife goes to ground. She's fouled, and that'll be a free out to Galway. Cork League Antrim by 6 points with 10 minutes to go in that All-Ireland quarter-final. So back to looking like Galway and Cork again next weekend. The All-Ireland quarter-final of the Senior Hurling Championship. As Rebecca Henley comes out for this one. We know she has a strike long-range ability, and that's why she's probably brought out here. She scored a sideline, of course, that was worth 2 points to go in the first half when they led by 5 points to no score, and that sideline put them 7 points to no score up as Siobhan McGrath now goes for the ball down in front of us. 30 seconds left of normal time here in Kenny Park and Athenry. Catherine Finnerty, who looks lively, outside is Rebecca Henley in loads of acres of space. She goes for the score. Will it curl in? It will curl in. Rebecca Henley having a super game here today. 1-5 for the Ardrahan girl. 3.23 to 5 points. Super score. And she called that, she made that by calling it because she was in space.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, in fairness to her, she had a good look at the goals, and again against the breeze, Rebecca has the power to drive it over.
3-0 made. At least 3 minutes to be added on at the end of this. So we're in that 3 minutes now with Galway leading comfortably here. Over carrying in the middle of the field, however, as referee gives a free to Down. Long way back, and you know, a lot of thoughts go through your head, I suppose, if you're from Down now travelling back. North this evening after that. Like, I mean, a 3:23 to 6 points certainly doesn't do your confidence any good.
No, exactly. And as you say, it's a long trip home. And you just heard that they're just a different, I suppose, Galway just a different league than Down. And, you know, it definitely goes to, like, where did they start, where did they pick up? Because, you know, like, their full back line definitely worked hard. And I suppose, but if you take Niamh Mallon out of this team, Tammy, you know, they're a long way away from senior standard, really.
If there was something in between intermediate and senior, they're probably at that level, but they're certainly not senior standard on what we saw today.
No, and I mean, in fairness to them, it's not from their work rate or anything like that, but it's just, it's Galway look much sharper. Their pick up, the Galway's first switch is exceptional today as well, I suppose, but, you know, just look much sharper in fairness than Down.
We'll give you a chance, maybe, Imelda, to look through a Galway BFM player of the match there while we're playing the last 2 minutes of added on time here, and certainly a lot of candidates there for Galway that put their hands up for a player of the match as well. So, yeah, we were looking right throughout that park. Sarah Healy was good in goal. Fun back line, Shauna, Sarah Durbin, Heather Cooney did nothing wrong all day. Rachel Hanafy, Maria Cooney and Roisin Black were always in control in the half back line. Wonderful work in the middle of the field by Aoife Donoghue and Aoife Kilkenny, who contributed no less than 1-5 between them as well. And up front, Sarah Spellman, Niamh Hanafy, Rebecca Hinnelly, Carrie, Sabina and Ailish O'Reilly. And the substitutes that came in as well, all to the fore. But, you know, I think there was one girl today there that put in a great performance for Galway, and you're certainly looking at that number the same as me.
Yeah, I think Rebecca Hinnelly, in fairness, you know, for, I suppose, her work rate as well as her scores, lovely sideline, obviously, which got us 2 points. And as I said, it's a skill in its own, and then picking off her goal. So we're going to give it to Rebecca Hinnelly.
Rebecca Hinnelly then, the Galway BFM player of the match in round three of the Camogie Championship, of which we have less than 60 seconds left here. Don't forget, we have live commentary coming to you from St. Brendan's Park in Birr. Throwing time, 7:15 this evening. Galway versus Kerry, first round of the TG Carr All-Ireland Football Championship, as Galway try and start their championship with a victory. Tomorrow, of course, then we have live commentary from Tullamore as Galway take on Dublin in the All-Ireland Minor quarter-final. Darren Kelly, Kevin Dwyer there for Galway BFM. But right now, Galway seeing out the last few seconds here in Kinney Park and Athenry, the venue where they will play their last game of the campaign, as Ailish O'Reilly now goes forward. She's going to go for a score from out the field again. That one is tailing, however. A lot of them tailing out to the right-hand side and wide. I suppose 7 points for her as well, is a great return as well. She looks very, very sharp today.
Yeah, and remember that, in fairness to her, she wasn't supposed to start this game as well, and to come on then and to get those scores. Very, very sharp, was, as I said, worked very well with Aoife Donoghue today, the two of them, and she was, I suppose, always there to take the pass. So a great game by Ailish as well.
Referee Gavin Donegan of Dublin blows the full-time whistle. Galway are victors here in the end on the final score, and have 3:23 to 6 points. Galway going in at half-time leading by 2:17 to no score, and wonderful performances throughout the park. As we mentioned, we had the goals coming from Niamh Hanafy and Rebecca Hinnelly in that first half that let Galway 2:17 to no score ahead at half-time. My sincere thanks, as always, to Imelda Hobbins on co-commentary here. We have two further games to come in the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Senior Championship involving Galway. 2 weeks' time, it's Antrim in Belfast. And on 2nd of July, Galway will entertain Kilkenny here in what could be a very crucial game in this year's championship. The final score again from Kinney Park and Athenry in the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Senior Camogie Championship. Wonderful victory for Galway in the end. Galway 3:23, down 5 points.
Live Camogie match commentary in association with Duane's Daybreak, Food Store Kiltala Athenry. Shop local at Duane's Kiltala for all your grocery and hardware needs.